It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College softball team captured an 11-3 run rule victory in Game 1 of a doubleheader before walking off Game 2 in the bottom of the 7th to complete a home sweep of Iowa Lakes Community College on Sunday. The T-Birds have won 3 straight to improve its record to 3-7 overall. Cloud County has also won 3 straight in its series history with the Lakers. Freshman catcher Emily Johnson drove home the winning run in the bottom of the 7th as the T-Birds scored a 4-3 walk-off victory in the second game of the afternoon. Freshmen Berkeley Curtis and Malia Coster had consecutive one-out singles. Sophomore designated player Camille Stauffer reached on her second drawn base on balls of the afternoon to load the bases. Johnson then followed with a single to right, scoring pinch runner Jillian Artiche from third for the winning run. Sophomore Brecken Whitney improved her record to 2-2 on the season after scattering 7 hits and allowing 3 runs in the complete game win. Whitney struck out 4 and walked to only 1 batter. Sophomore pitcher Paige Mahler earned her first win of the year in the circle in Game 1, pitching all 5 innings. Mahler allowed 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 9 and walking 1. The 9 strikeouts is a career high for Mahler. Curtis got the scoring started when she hit a 2-out grand slam in the bottom of the first inning to score Stokes, Stauffer, and Johnson. Curtis finished Game 1 2-for-3 at the plate with 5 RBIs and 2 runs scored. The T-Birds added 7 more runs on 4 hits in the bottom of the 2nd to earn the run rule victory. Now, due to forecasted inclement weather, the Cloud County softball program is postponing their home games against Kansas Wesleyan JV on Tuesday.